This is your daily Bloomberg ETF podcast with Bloomberg's Katherine Cowdery.
This podcast is for December 19th. Wells Fargo is joining the ETF bandwagon, is considering launching its first ETF within the next 3 to 6 months. Danny Berger wrote the story for Bloomberg.
They're going to stuff multiple factors together. So this would be like low volatility, momentum. Mostly when you see these, they're just sort of a single fund. But what they're doing is they're stuffing them all together, saying, hey, we work these out really well. We know exactly the sort of exposure you need from each. Just buy this entire product.
Wells Fargo bought the quant firm Analytic Investors 2 months ago to gain an array of both passive and active multi-factor offerings. It's now converting those mutual funds into smart beta ETFs. On Bloomberg Markets, Berger said this kind of ETF is complex and can be difficult to understand.
Because it's using math behind it, investors, when they look at this, they can't say, oh, you know, I like Apple, so I'm going to buy this. Instead, they have to say, I want to see at least a 3-year track record of this ETF before I jump in and buy it. So they definitely have an uphill battle here to get assets for this type of ETF.
Berger says Wells Fargo has launched one-factor mutual fund so far with the help of Analytic. It focuses on a low volatility strategy and has attracted $26 million since it was launched in October. Wells Fargo is one of the last big fund providers to add a quant arm to its investing force. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.